Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
Well, he wants to honor the combine. So when you whip in today, you get a chance to do the standing broad jump and the three cone. Yeah, the standing broad jump for bucks and then the three cone for time. And so they're all set up. When you come in immediately, the first thing you do is you do a standing broad jump.
You have to.
Everyone has to do a standing broad jump. It's broad jump for bucks. No matter what you jump, you're going to get some money.
Really?
No matter what.
Like if I jump 2 feet, which is about what it would be.
Yeah, you get $2.
It's not a bad deal. Just for walking in like that.
And I think you could go beyond that. Now, once you go over five, he doubles the money when you go over five.
This is happening today.
And then the three cone set up also. Steve's timing that. Tamara's running the broad jump. It has a little measuring stick they mark your spot down and stuff.
What's the attire? Are they sweat clothes?
No, it's whatever you wear in.
Steve and Tamara?
Oh, they will be in kind of, you know, those velvet, like the velvet with the jumpsuit type of thing? That's what they're both in. Kind of a crushed velvet. Blue crushed velvet sweatsuit. Yes.
What's it called? Combine Friday?
Combine Friday, in honor of what's going on right now in the NFL. It's broad jump for bucks, and then you got the three cone.
I'd be thoroughly.
Does Shin Daddy have a whistle and all?
Oh, there's a whistle. Okay. There's a whistle and a stopwatch.
Of course he does.
He has a whistle and a stopwatch.
He has to have a whistle.
Imagine jumping in right now, and the first thing you got to do is do a broad jump and a three cone.
I'd be incredibly annoyed.
If you had to do some banking. And all of a sudden, you had to do a three cone quick.
I'd be like, Shindy, come on. Make it.
I'm depositing a check.
I just want
optional.
No, it's not. The three cone is optional. The broad jump's not.
First thing you do is jump.
Yeah,
you got to jump. Yes. Imagine some ladies in high heels whipping in there.
Have to take their shoes off.
Don't have to if you don't want to, but it could be dangerous.
Shindy.
Got a big dad.
What's the biggest injury concern for the broad jump?
The broad jump like that, that's more of an ankle-based injury. Okay. You're not going to really blow an Achilles on that.
It's safe.
Yes, it's safe. A three cone, again, it's somewhat safe. The 40, that's
a lot of things.
I can tell you a 40 story that was incredible. We're at Rutgers, and we have the women's night, which is like football 101 for women.
You're coaching at Rutgers,
and they do all these classes and stuff, and you end up doing drills on the field. And you have to coach them and go. And at the end, they do a race across the field. So it's kind of like a 40. They do a race across the field, and everyone's kind of getting – I will say this, trying to make myself be a hero. I stayed out of the hoopla. Let's go. We got to go. Get them running like that. A lady goes down, pulls a hamstring, both hamstrings, middle of the field, down, boom, had to cart her off, had to bring a cart out to get her right there. I'm going like, that's why you don't try to run full speed.
No. They had an incident in Nebraska one time. They don't even do those things anymore.
Yeah. It's just like, no.
You can't do it. Wow. So she blew them both.
Both hamstrings went down. I will say this. When she left, she gave the thumbs up to everybody.
But she was really in pain.
I was like, thumbs up, but I am really in pain.
Yeah. She blew them both.
Yeah. It's a rough day.
That's a fun day. The combine today at Midwest Bank.
Starting at 8:44.
8:44, exactly. How did you know that time? Have I ever used that before?
Oh, standard operation.
Standard operation. Broad jump mandatory, three cone optional. And they'll post your times. Check it on the internet. He'll be posting.
I just give him a dirty look. Yeah. Come on, Shindy.
I'll do the stupid jump for you, Shindy.
He's got a clipboard and a blue, like, kind
he
of
just
a,
stares you like, hey, you can't.
In a blue crushed velvet jumpsuit.
Gotta jump.
I love Shindy and Tammy. That's an incredible day. No food, though, today.
No food.
That was combine.
No food. Combine.
Athletes. We're doing stuff today. Busy. Movement.
Chick's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Big game tomorrow in Lincoln. 1:00.
Must win.
Pinnacle Bank Arena, Nebraska host Minnesota, a team that has been respectable over the last month and a half, but has overall been not a great team.
Are they out right now of the Big Ten tournament?
No, Minnesota would be in the Big Ten tournament.
Could this potentially knock them out, though?
No, I mean, they're 6-11.
They're not safe. Nobody's
safe.
Nebraska's not even safe yet.
The bottom five.
Nebraska's not safe in the bottom. I'll get the standings right now to see who right now would be in the bottom of the Big Ten. So the bottom three teams miss. So Washington's at 4-13 in conference.
They're locked. They're a lock.
Are they?
Pretty much
close. They're not officially, but they are likely to be to miss the tournament. Penn State is 5-13, and then you have four teams at 6-11, including Minnesota.
Yeah.
So you have Northwestern, Minnesota, USC, and Iowa.
God.
All at 6-11, and then you have Nebraska at 7-10. So if Nebraska goes cold tomorrow and loses that game, they're not exempt now from
Jake's
the bottom
face.
Three.
Look at his face right now.
I know.
Things got real for him. Things got very real for him.
Fred addressed it yesterday. Fred, I thought it was kind of interesting what he said. He said, these guys all have their phones. He's talking about his players. These guys all have their phones. They read everything that you guys are saying and what the national pundits are saying. So it's out there. He said, you feel it. I don't know, Bill. You're the coach. I don't know what you tell them. I tell them to ignore it. But
you always say block out the noise, and that's
easier said than done.
Yeah, when you carry a computer in your pocket, it's really hard to not have an idea of what's going on.
Oh, you're right. So, Dawson Garcia, Jake, you guys know who Dawson Garcia is. He averages 19.6. He'll be a focal point of the scouting report, I guess. 19.6 points and 7.6 rebounds. Fred said they run a lot for him, plenty of ISO situations for him on the
clear out.
Bill, you'll like this. Ron, this would resonate with Ron, your dad. They run a lot of ISOs from the elbow and short post.
Oh, you know what I think of the elbow? That's my favorite.
ISO from the elbow.
They're
you can go right or left.
They're a hard team to figure out because, again, the record's not great. They're 6-11, but here's their last four games. They won at both USC and UCLA. They went on the road to the West Coast and won both games.
That's
won by
big.
Three by both against both teams. They come back home with momentum and lose by 9 to Penn State, who right now is, again, missing the tournament, and lost by 12 to Northwestern, who could miss the Big Ten tournament. Both games at home. So I can't figure them out.
No, it's strange. But like Bill said, Nebraska is a prohibitive favorite.
They won three road games in the month of February.
Minnesota did?
Yes. They won at Penn State, home against at USC, at UCLA. Hmm. Nebraska should win the game, but Minnesota's not scared of coming in here.
Hold on.
They've won road games this year.
Hold on. Was I wrong in saying Nebraska's a prohibitive favorite?
No. It'll be like 8.5, I would think.
There's no spread out yet. I checked everywhere. I don't have an official spread yet of this game.
What would you say?
I guess 8.5, I'd say.
I'd say Nebraska's 5.5-point favorite. Yeah.
You got to attract action on both sides, Bill. If you set it at 8.5, you might get too much Minnesota action. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'd set it at. You're trying to get action on both sides. With that in mind, I'd probably be, closer to 5.5. I mean, if it was 8.5, what would you do? I'd probably bet Minnesota.
I would, too. I think it's going to be a tighter game than
you guys think
it's going to be.
You think Nebraska will roll them?
14. I think it's going to be a roll.
I think you'll roll them.
They're at home, got to have it.
I tend to agree.
Well, we thought the same thing against Penn State. Nebraska got pounded against Penn State. I can't trust this team right now. I don't. I want to believe they can win this game tomorrow, and they should win the game. They are the better team than Minnesota.
Here's the thing.
But it can't just be Bryce. Bryce has to get help. I mean, Bryce almost beat Michigan by himself.
It concerns me that Nebraska scored 46, and then and then at Michigan, Rucker scored 80 something.
Now here's the thing: we always leave out, and we're just not equipped to do this. It's always matchup oriented. I don't know what, for instance, we don't know this. I wouldn't expect you to know. I don't know. Do they have somebody that can guard Bryce? I mean, somebody that can legitimately guard him. You can't find many of those guys in the league. But does Minnesota have one that could hold Bryce to 16 points? It won't just be one guy. What kind of defense do they play? What's the matchup like? I'm not smart enough. I've watched Minnesota, but I don't know exactly what you'd say about the matchup. Garcia's obviously a big part of the discussion. You can't let him go off, obviously. But I think they've done well against Garcia, haven't they, Jake?
Nebraska? They have. Minnesota allows less points per game than Nebraska does. They allow 69 points a game. Nebraska's at 71 points a game. Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So the stats indicate this should be a tight basketball game in terms of if you look at if stats matter to anybody, that it should be a tight game. But again, Nebraska has to make home court advantage matter again. They have to.
Nebraska's been very volatile. I mean, volatile. Here's an example. It just hit me last night. Volatile. They played terrible defense at Penn State. They came back against Michigan and played the best defense Fred said they've ever he's ever seen at PBA. Terrible against Penn State. How does it get? How, I mean, as a coach, you don't want your team to be that volatile.
No, especially the one thing that, hey, shots will be off. Defense is not off. There's no reason to be off.
What happened? What were they doing at Penn State?
I don't know. It's probably an odd day. Like I said, there's, 100 people in the stands. Yeah. Weird place, weird time. All those things kind of add up. Couldn't get it going.
And Penn State's not bad.
Yeah. It's an odd, this is where sports are. Are odd.
Simba.
Like a game Saturday cannot help Nebraska, can only hurt him. If they're a 10 seed now and they win, they're a 10 seed.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for them. No, it doesn't do anything. But a loss is detrimental.
Yes.
To Jake.
I would say.
No, to Nebraska. I
would say a loss would put him in first four out. That's what
I think
a loss would do.
I think it'd be close. If they're not first four out, it's going to be the last team in. That'd be a damning and damaging loss for them.
So it's a weird game because it doesn't help you.
Minnesota can be scary, that's for sure.
I looked at their entire month of February. So I gave you a couple things. They played seven games in February. This is crazy. They were 3-0 on the road and 0-4 at home in the month February.
That's weird.
3-0 on the road, 0-4 at home. Minnesota.
That's as crazy as I've ever heard.
That is insane. Including, again, wins at USC, at UCLA, and at Penn State. And they lose at home to Penn State.
That gets your attention if you're a Nebraska player. That should get your attention. Okay, stuff we do know. Burke
Buchtengel
feels great, according to Fred.
He was 0-10 the last game. He feels better.
Did play season-high 31 minutes in the loss. He was a full participant on Thursday. Fred loves him.
Hang on a second. He played his season high minutes against Michigan.
Here's what, after coming off an
ankle injury,
the sophomore forward played a season high 30 minutes in the loss after missing the previous three games with a sprained ankle.
I didn't realize that, and that is crazy.
Season high 31 minutes. Yeah,
considering he was again
in the matchups again, where they were big. So needed him. But it's shocking.
Make you say, "Hey, was he tired? He was playing
probably
that many
one
minutes?
Of the reasons that he shot like he did because you would be tired. I mean, you would be you're not in game shape when you've missed that much time, even though you've been doing all kinds of rehab and work. It's not the same as game. So imagine that was part of his problem with his legs being so tired.
That's straight from Rob.
I did not know that. Yeah.
That's straight from Rob.
31 minutes coming off of missing four games.
That's an interesting decision by Nebraska for minutes, but they needed him for the post presence there.
That's Robin's story. Robin Wash in Husker Online. He said, Hoiberg said Nebraska had as long of an offensive edit as we've had. It wasn't, you guys are talking about their lack of offense against Michigan. Brett said it wasn't just the numerous missed shots. This bothers me. He said the struggles included players falling down, one of my big bugaboos in this world. Don't fall down. Or not attacking.
That's what bothers you?
Or not attacking the rim enough to set up open kickouts. Oh, I hate it when guys lose their feet on the field or court.
I don't remember a lot of people falling down.
Well, Bear Cave falls down a lot. And he can tell you, Bear Cave falls down.
And so does
probably,
the other big.
Probably at least once. Braxton Mia falls down once a game.
Get off the ground. What are you doing on the ground? That's what I'd always say to God. What are you doing? Stay on your feet.
It
drives me nuts.
Every single game, they both fall down in some capacity. But 1 o'clock tomorrow, Nebraska, Minnesota, BTN. I don't have a spread yet. Nebraska needs to win this game. They should win this game. But like we said, Minnesota is 3-0 in their last three road games. They play well away from home for some reason. And they play bad at home.
You're going.
I'll be there.
I won't be.
You're missing this one.
Got to write football.
Can anyone please identify Jake, locate him? I bet we can probably get some sort of a deal going at Smoke and Joe's. Maybe something like that. Maybe get a photo with Jake.
He might be down with that.
Yeah, might be down with that. We get a photo with Jake, some sort of a...
Smoking gun.
Smoking Joe.
Smoking Joe.
But it's Joe's his name.
Yeah. It's Joe from
I like
Smoking gun,
Joe's.
Yeah.
Smoking
are you,
Joe.
Are you wearing it?
Yeah.
It didn't work last time.
Yeah, what are you going
to
wear?
I wore the juvenile jacket
style
to the Michigan game, and they lost. So
what would you wear?
I think I'll probably opt with the Husker basketball hoodie I have.
Okay.
Black hoodie I'll wear tomorrow.
I like that one.
And if they win, I might wear the juvenile jacket on Monday to
what
celebrate
time will
the
you,
show.
What time will you be heading down tomorrow down to the Haymarket area? Around 11?
Yeah, probably around that. Maybe that or noon. I'm taking the family with. Got a lot of people going with me. Got some kids going.
This is
going
to kind of ruin your style here.
Got to be responsible.
Jake gets down there, he turns loose a little bit.
I haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah. When Jake gets down
the group
there.
Jake, it's fun.
It's a whole different.
I've had 7 beers so far. Everything's good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Going to the game now.
Jake checks in. Jake's Saturday is a lot different than me and Steve's Saturday. It's way different deal. Way different. We're in two different worlds.
For sure.
Two different worlds.
I'm not going to tell people. I'll give this. I will be.
Two weekends ago, he said, I'm going to drink-a-thon.
That was
Saturday
true.
At noon.
The term drink-a-thon freaked me out.
I'm going to drink-a-thon.
It was a drink-a-thon.
Saturday at noon.
I will give one hint. I will be in the 100 level somewhere. I'm not going to tell the section, but if you find me, yeah, maybe you get some jerky from Smoking Gun, possibly.
Joe will do that. He'll text him.
Joe will text me in a second. What he wants to do, if he find me, get a picture. I don't care.
We got to find Jake, You'll get a picture.
Fun. Is Scotland going?
She'll be there.
Wow.
To be
is everyone sitting together?
So we have, I got 8 tickets.
Whoa. This is tax season. Your dad's not coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, we don't see him until tax.
A cup of warm salt water
now. He stayed with us on some questionable nights of snow, but we don't see him until after tax day.
Wow. Yeah.
He's busy. He's got to lock in.
Isn't that fascinating?
He's got to lock in. But we have 8 tickets. I think there's 3. There's 5 together and 3 in one of those sections. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
You'll be nervous.
Oh, God. Yes. I hope that... With 4 minutes to go, I can be breathing easily, finishing off a beer, and ready to go attack the day.
Want Nebraska to win, but I want it to be on a buzzer beater.
No.
So Jake is just on edge for the entire game. I'd like to see him down like 11 and come with a roaring comeback and hit an incredible shot, a jump hook at the buzzer. Oh, it would be incredible.
Apparently, I can't wear black tomorrow because they're trying to do the candy stripe red and white section. So I guess I can't wear... My black hoodie. So now we're screwed.
Jake's
I'm going to wear the white hood, the white jacket, and we're screwed.
Jake's in the white stripe with a black hoodie on. If we just stand out. There's Sorensen.
He didn't get the memo. Well, I got the memo. I just didn't participate because that's a bad luck jacket right now.
Yeah.
1 o'clock tomorrow in Nebraska.
I like Bill's prediction. I think Nebraska might win this easily.
I think it'll be easy.
I'd be happy if that was the case. Before we get to break, the 3 words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, ooh. God.
Shiver down the spine. Shiver down your spine there, Sip. I saw it. I could see you.
Saw the
shivers. Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you talk to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, who, by the way, are in all 93 counties of the state with a 99% retention rate, they manage all your IT, one-stop shop. Stop shopping around. Just go to Applied Connective. They do everything, and they do it well.
You saw Will's travel ledger. and it's intense. There is no Zoom.
Did I see it?
Well, I noted it on air.
You saw the travel.
He goes to all 93 counties himself personally.
That's a lot of travel.
All 93 counties. He does that. And he's just on the go. He wants to stop by and see you face-to-face. What do we like the best about the show? When we do it, how?
Live.
In studio.
Yes. Sometimes you have to do it with your piano.
One time, you have the piano, and one time we had you trying to get on. We could see you, and we could talk to you.
But he fought through and got the phone, which I did appreciate.
Yeah, which was awesome like that. But we like.
Yeah, we had fun.
But is it better to be in person?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what Will, that's how his life is. That's Applied Connect.
Goes to all 93. Must drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Well, you know why you have to go to all 93?
Why?
Because the retention rate is what, Jake?
99%.
99% retention.
What's this company called?
Applied Connective Technologies. Go to appliedconnective.com for a free consultation today. When we come back, time for Dr. Love. Bill's Thrills.
Calling in.
On a Friday.
Okay, Dr. Love.
What do people need to call in about?
Some sort of, just any sort of love troubles or concerns, or just some, maybe just needs an idea for a romantic getaway.
Okay.
We'll see if we can help
with
that.
Dr. Love.
So if we have some, the phone lines will be open right now. 402. Ellie will be answering the phone.
402-464-5685. Dr. Love on Bill's Thrills is next, an early break in the ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.